This is Pittsburgh Section National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project 2. I'm Martha Rosen, working with Rowena Bear, and we are interviewing Mrs. Henry Ellenbogen on Saturday, March 30. All right, tell us about your...
Look, if you don't talk of know you, but when I first met you, I met the brother.
I have three brothers. Now I have only one.
You too.
Yeah.
Well, did your parents come here from Europe?
No. They came here from Columbus, Ohio. They first came to Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes.
That's where I came to.
Yeah.
And Abe, my brother, and Harry was the first one born in America.
Uh-huh.
Harry and then Teddy. And you know who their mother was? Your dad, Rabbi Shehoff's father.
Was the model?
Yeah.
In Baltimore?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes, my father.
Where did they come here from?
A Poland.
And?
So did I. I was 3 years old.
When you came here. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And Rabbi Freehoff's father?
Was the model.
Did they, then who else was born in Baltimore?
Harry
and Teddy.
That's all.
That's
and
it.
And your other brother?
Came from Poland.
What was his name? Why
do
I know one?
I don't know. One was a lawyer.
Yes, Harry.
Harry was
right.
Maybe you know his widow. Seal Savage.
I think so.
A blonde girl.
Yes.
I think so.
What did your father do?
My father was a Hebrew teacher. Here in the B'nai Israel synagogue. In their school. And I taught there, too.
So from Baltimore, they went to
Columbus,
Ohio, and then came here
in 24. Let's see. Yeah, I was married in 27. Imagine all that time to one man.
I think it's
but you were supposed to move to Pittsburgh so that you could leave.
Why
did you come to
Pittsburgh?
Why? My father came, my parents came, and I came with them. I was just a kid. Once.
Then your home was...
How old were you when you came to
Pittsburgh? Let's see, I was born in 1903, so I was 21.
21 when she came here. And you taught at B'nai Israel Hebrew School.
Yes.
And you must have lived over in that in East End.
We lived in East End, sure.
And then?
Then I kept on teaching after I married. I went to Pitt. First I went to Ohio State in Columbus. We all did.
Yeah.
And then I went to Pitt, and Abe was the editor of the Pitt Weekly. Imagine. This all brings back a long, long, faraway past.
Certainly. But a good past, it sounds like. Yeah.
Was a good past, because I used to write and translate them from Hebrew to English. I had a wonderful bunch of writing. And my brother, I wrote them all up. I wrote, by mistake.
Oh,
we moved from Columbus, and he burned everything up, and all my stuff was in.
What kind of works did you translate?
Oh, what do you mean, what kind of works?
Were they history, or was it letters that people would write, or...
It was literature.
Or biblical literature.
Yeah, fine.
Because that was before, it would have to be literature, that was before, that was the language of Israel, or that was established in any sense.
Not yet.
Was this translated? Was it published after it was translated?
Some was. But Abe burnt it all up. And boy, I could have killed Abe that day. I cried terribly. Imagine so much work
would have gone.
But it was gone.
How did you meet the judge?
Oh, I went to the Y one. I tore a meeting of young Judea. And my brother Abe said, Ray, do you want to meet somebody, Ellenbogen? I said, I have a meeting to go to. He said, oh, you'll go for a walk. And that's how I met him.
And what was he then? He was
And I'm sure that you are a very,
yes,
very.
Why? Because he likes pretty girls?
No, because you're still pretty. I didn't know he liked pretty girls.
He does.
Of course.
You know what?
Most men do.
I need a man that doesn't. But I'm sure. I just, you know, I'm afraid your facial features really haven't changed.
Imagine I'm going from here to the doctor. My foot began to hurt. See,
looks a little
swollen. I wonder what's wrong.
Did you turn
around? No, I fell. I have trouble with my back, and I don't know. I suddenly began to hurt here. Look how it's swollen. And I called Norman David. He's our doctor.
He's
a
nice guy.
He lives here, you know.
Well, when were you married?
In 27.
In 27.
And the first child was born. When was Naomi born? In 32. That's right. And the next one in 40.
That's right.
You know, we had a depression.
Yes.
Yes.
Where did you and the judge live?
In Pittsburgh.
In the Squirrel Hill area?
No. In the, let's see, but Naomi was born where that lived. See, I don't remember.
Well, the judge was practicing.
We lived here on Woodlawn Avenue.
Because his office was downtown.
That's right. And he was a lawyer.
And you continued, you always had your interest in
Jewish
studies.
Yeah, always.
When did you join the
Hadassah?
And I'm sure the other organizations, it seems to me.
Yeah, I belong to all of them.
Council.
Council and Hospital Aid.
Right.
And Brenda's when it was started.
We were one of the first ones. Right.
And let's see the old age at home.
Yeah.
I've belonged to that years already.
But you were a participating member, an active member.
No, it was not.
In what? Not at the home.
But in Hadassah.
In Hadassah, and it seems to me in council.
No, not much.
Mainly in Hadassah.
I like the educational work.
Uh-huh.
I did that for years and years.
Well,
I just
this is how you were doing it. This is, I can tell you, Mark and I were married within 4 months of each other, and one of the first things that we ever, participated in, and had it not been a good study group,
it
here,
was good.
We never would have come back.
Oh, it was.
But
it,
you,
was, it was
good.
A very
you
good group.
I do know it still exists.
I know.
Yes.
I know that.
It's
because my daughter's mother-in-law, I think, was in the same group, Margaret Lebowitz and Yetta Friedman.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yetta Friedman.
Did you start the study groups, Ray?
No. I was the, what was I, supplement or other?
I'm sure. Well, was Hadassah well established then?
Oh, yes. Didn't wait for me.
No, but the study groups was also already a part of their program.
Yeah, I think so.
But your home was always interested in
study.
Study and Jewish
always.
Tradition and history,
yeah.
And literature.
But not religion. I'm not very religious. I'm not proud of it.
But you always had you were always a Jewish home, though, and recognized as Jewish leaders, I think.
I think my father and mother were.
They were,
but
too.
But not very religious.
What was your father's name?
Savage.
Well, his first name?
Nathan.
Nathan Savage. Oh, well, he had stories to tell us.
I bet he would, because he knew these people all more.
Well, then he came here to this country then about 1905 or 6.
No, he came before I did.
Oh, he came over first.
He came over first, and then my mother, with two kids of hers, and two kids she brought from someone about 13 years old. They moved to Israel when they grew up with me. their parents.
Oh, with their parents. Mm-hmm. Their parents were here, and yeah, she brought
in Baltimore.
Oh, and she brought the children over there.
And one was a cripple. He had these clubby feet.
Clubby feet.
Yeah.
Well, then you didn't stay too long in Baltimore?
Oh, we stayed till I was grown. I finished high school.
No, she was 20. Oh, 21 when you left Baltimore and went to Columbus.
Exactly.
No.
Well, I was
she was 21 17. When they came from Columbus to here. About 17. And then did he have another
Hebrew school
commitment in Oh, he established one in Columbus.
Yes.
Isn't that marvelous?
Ray, I'm very curious about something. I mean, you have always maintained a wonderful relationship with all Jewish-oriented things.
With
literature, with but do you...
I'm a real getter, probably.
You're what?
You're
a real
guy? She's a ghetto boy. But Ray, did you observe the holidays, the Jewish holidays?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, even though you say you weren't religious, your home was recognized as a Jewish home, and your children were reared as
Jews
and were confirmed.
Oh, sure.
I remember.
From
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, was that your original affiliation in Pittsburgh?
No, B'nai
yes,
Israel.
It was.
Oh, that, yours was at...
Her father was B'nai
Yes,
not
there, but
you were members there.
Yes, she was a member of Rosh Hashanah. When I had children, it was time for them to go to school. They went to Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Why, Ray?
I don't know why. I guess because everybody did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you why, because I'm not Reformed. I don't believe it.
You're not Reformed?
No.
But you're not conservative or orthodox, or would you consider
be,
yourself conservative?
Yes, I'd rather be a conservative. I know one semester, one season, we belong to the best shalom too, and my husband said, you can go there, that's not for me. He's a real goy. Well, I consider him a goy. Look, he gave 26 years of his life for that, like, that's a Jewish National Fund.
I remember he was active
yeah,
with that.
He
chaired it, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, always.
Have you been to Israel, Ray?
5 times.
With
it's wonderful.
Yes.
Would you like to live there?
No. It's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard.
Ray, what about the girls?
They're going.
They both are?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
No, I'm serious. Because their kids go to no Hebrew school, nothing.
Well, did Judy marry a Jewish boy?
No, she didn't. But Naomi is married to a Jew. And they were here 2 weeks ago.
Do they come in for
yes,
the dinner?
Oh, okay. With the children.
Oh, how many children does
they
Naomi
have? Two. 14 and 11, or 12, that's right, 12.
A boy and a girl?
A girl and a boy. And now, Judy has 2 girls, and now the third one is a little boy, his name Henry. First two are Judith and Louise, after the father and the mother,
mm-hmm,
or the mother and the father,
yeah,
in that mm-hmm order. And the third is the name for him.
What's Judy's last name?
Martin.
Martin. And Naomi's?
Her name is Chase. C-H-A-S-E.
Do they live
Judy
in New York?
Chase is the Jewish
yes.
Yes.
And the funniest thing is that he was a rat at Harvard when she was a rat at they didn't know each other. They never knew each other then. It's not funny.
Mm-hmm. What about you and the judge? Did you have a long courtship?
Well, we were together about 10 months, I think, before we married. Yes, 10 months.
Yeah, had he been in practice a long time?
I don't remember.
Where did he study?
in Vienna and Duquesne.
Then he's Austrian.
Yes.
And he came to Pitt undergraduate school?
No.
He went to Duquesne and then to Pitt Law School?
No, Duquesne Law School.
And, he didn't go to Pitt?
No. He taught at Pitt last year.
Did he?
I must be, you said don't ask embarrassing questions and personal questions, and if I didn't know you, I wouldn't ask you this question. Why don't you believe in the Holocaust?
Because I think that I'm too Jewish. And I like to be Jewish.
Well,
they're
not
Jewish now.
I consider myself
because
Jewish.
We were both confirmed there.
Yeah, I consider myself Jewish, and this is my.
I grew up in a Protestant house, so I guess that's the difference. But I was very curious, and Mark too. Was it your house? No.
But
I don't believe it.
But did your parents, were most of their friends Jewish?
All of their friends. But my friends.
And their activities were related to?
All Jewish.
Jewish. To B'nai Israel?
No.
Not necessarily.
No, to Palestine.
They were probably very ardent Zionists.
Yes, they were. I know my father wanted to send me and Abe there to school. But my mother wouldn't allow it. And I think she was wrong. Because I should have been in Palestine.
In what period were you talking about? After the First World War?
No, when I was little. Papa wanted us to go there, and she wouldn't hear of it.
Just for your education?
Yeah. Send the two of you and not let them go.
How could he send us, sir? He'd have to pay.
Yeah.
So he had to work.
Your mother wouldn't have allowed it anyway.
No.
It's interesting for one reason.
Because she
was
a hot Zionist.
She was an ardent Zionist.
Yes.
This is the reverse procedure. Because your parents, it was your mother. It had been reversed. Your husband would have never let the children go.
No, but he would now let them go to Hillel.
You would let them go to Hillel
now? Yeah, now he would. He wants them to be Jews. He believes in the future of Judaism.
What happened to us?
We're just torn apart. I think all of us Jews are.
Do you think that Naomi then has, I would think that she has inherited your literary interest?
Oh, literary. She's on her second book now.
What did she write on?
Her first book was, what was it called? Hippies? Zippies?
Contemporary.
Yeah, contemporary subjects.
And published right in the United States?
Yes, indeed. Published in New York. Who published her book now? I forget the name.
Interesting, Ray, if you would find out, because
I haven't been on yet.
We'll get it next time.
I have to look for it.
I don't think you should delay you much longer, Ray. I think you have an appointment, and
I was happy in my home, I guess, the way all of us were.
Yes.
You know, we had a warm home. Not from, but warm Jewish.
Did the boys go to Hebrew school?
Sure.
They were all bar mitzvah.
Yeah, everyone.
And then
F-R-O-M.
With the umlaut, I would put, or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll know what it is.
Observant.
Mm-hmm.
This is me, all interest.
And did the family get together frequently then after you were all grown and married?
Oh, always.
Always. It was always a close family.
Yeah.
Did all your three brothers stay in Pittsburgh, right? Could they all
Abe went to Washington and then New York. and Harry was here, and Teddy went to Washington, and that's it all. A Teddy Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Abe loved Japan very much. He went there every year and died on a boat leaving Hawaii from a heart attack.
Did he travel for pleasure or was it part
for
of it?
For pleasure. He went one year with the New York Symphony as a, what would you call it, press agent.
Oh, yeah.
That was not for pleasure. That was work.
What book did we just read recently? Have you traveled for a deal?
Yeah. Oh, my. I don't travel now.
Did you go to Japan with a group or because you had a particular interest in going? Or you had a meeting there?
No, he went with Congress. He went to the Philippines. That's how we went. That was in 35 when the Philippines got their independence. Yes. That's when we went. He was a member of the Insular Affairs Committee.
How did he happen to get started into politics?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Hoover was president. And Cox, Father Cox, had his march to Washington. And Henry was with Cox.
And then did he run for Congress?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been back in the 20s. He was pretty young then.
He was. He was how old? He was very young. I don't remember what it was. Wait a minute. Naomi was not even a year old.
Oh.
When he was elected. I remember we went to Washington and schlepped Naomi. He was a baby. And we left Congress because of Naomi. I felt we should live in one place. We had to be in Washington and have a home here. It was a nuisance.
Then did he just serve one or two terms?
Oh, no, he served more. Let's see, he served till 27. From 20, when was Rosa?
32.
Oh, then it was 32 to 37.
That the judge was in Congress.
Those were what? The days. Oh, boy. Washington was a hubbub. Oh, yeah.
Was he part of the Democratic Party then?
Always. But he was elected on both tickets.
To Congress?
Yeah.
Then he was known?
As a Democrat, I guess.
Yes.
Because we were always with the poor people. But he was everyone's candidate. And he was the first Democratic Congress from this part of the state.
From Allegheny, well, not yeah. Allegheny County, the district, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what all that would encompass.
What district?
Would that be the same one that Moorhead is from now?
Mm-hmm.
It was. You were living, well, sure, Woodlawn Avenue,
yeah.
You were in the Squirrel Hill area.
We were with all the rich people.
His parents also. Must have had a great commitment to education, to
learn. He came here, his father was gone. You know, his father died when he was only 10. He is really self-made.
Right. Why did your family come over? Why did your father come to Baltimore?
Oh, well, he ran away from the army service.
That was fairly typical then.
Yeah.
And then.
Baltimore?
No, first
yeah.
I asked why he
Baltimore
left, why he came to this country
city.
At all.
Oh, really?
It was what?
From city. Very from.
Did he have other friends there, and is that why he came there?
Friends. Yeah. First he went to England
mm-hmm.
and lived there a while. Then he London, I think. Then we came to Baltimore.
Then he was educated in Poland.
He self-educated. He was quite a guy.
Just a bit.
For all the holidays, the young people stood around him, I remember. All was he.
Well, then, were you from Warsaw?
Yeah,
or nearby?
State of Warsaw. Nearby.
Nearby. And he was educated there.
Yeah.
So that when
in
he came
yeshivas.
In the yeshiva. So that when he came to Baltimore, this was what he was trained to do, to teach.
He wasn't trained to do anything.
But this was his knowledge, and
yes.
He was able to put it to use then. And that became his career.
That's right. He liked it very much. I don't know why. He made no money. Didn't make a living even.
Well, then how did they get along? Did your mother couldn't work then? She
no,
had a family
had to
bring up.
She had four kids.
And so then what, the Hebrew school?
They were poor, that's all.
And I guess everyone helped everyone else.
Yes. Sure, I went to college to help the kids.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers.
Right. Were there other people in Pittsburgh that you knew, that your family knew before they came here?
Let's see. We had relatives here, cousins. They're still here, if they're still living.
But I wondered why the move from Baltimore to
Baltimore to Columbus.
To Columbus to Pittsburgh.
And then to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. Well, when he was in Columbus, he established a school. But I guess they weren't real happy in Columbus if they
it's
moved here.
It's too small, Susie. Not for us. It's a real hick town.
It was not a cosmopolitan or a cultural city.
It should be cultural, but
it
isn't.
It is not. No. It's a real
provincial town. Isn't it?
For people from Baltimore.
No, Baltimore was a much more metropolitan
city.
Area. Yes. And here you felt that you could offer more to your, well, I guess your family felt you could offer more to their children.
Well, perhaps your father, was your father offered a job here in Bayesville before he came, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
but they had
and that was a large congregation.
Yeah, they had heard of his work.
That's when you must have lived in the East End, then.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gee, I feel as though I'm totally going my past.
Well, this is what's interesting.
It's fascinating to listen to. Yes. It's something I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful kind of, it's a beautiful
Well,
story.
You know, I let the kids up in Pittsburgh see a senior young Judeans before I was married.
Well, you didn't leave the young Judeans.
I organized the work of all young Judeans here, reorganized. I never took any money for any work.
Explain to me exactly. What the young Judeans
they
are.
They're junior sons.
Did they spend time in Israel in those years or in Palestine in those years?
No. They didn't have any money to get there.
But
now everybody
then,
is
then
rich.
What kind of activity would they have?
A literary.
Could they support it in any fashion or just through their interest? And then they became adult
support
Zionists.
What?
The Zionist movement.
Not the Zionist movement, no. We were too poor. We're all kids.
So you could just
school.
Give them knowledge of Palestine and keep their interest up so that what happened. It would be interesting to know how many of them continued with an interest in it. Your children were never interested in it particularly?
A little bit, yeah. But their trouble was always lack of leadership. People would work free for nothing. They weren't many fools like me.
Oh, I don't think so. Look what you've established for the future. Many of these people, I'm sure, are now leaders of the community.
Yes, that's true.
And I bet many of them have went as soon as they could manage to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you would go there, did you just travel about there?
Yeah,
or
with Henry. Always with him.
Yes.
But
I mean,
traveled to Israel.
Did you have any connection with any?
With the National Fund. That was Henry.
He was very active in that year. Always. So I'm sure when you got there.
I think that interested very much my mother.
Interested him.
My mother.
Her mother interested him in Palestine and in the National Jewish Fund of establishing the forest and reclaiming the land. The Newsboy, I think. Isn't that the main purpose, to reclaim the land, plant the trees to reclaim the land?
It is, yeah.
To purchase land.
Purchase land, build roads.
Development of the land,
yeah.
And as well as purchasing and reclaiming it.
Job.
Ray, when you look back, what do you consider were some of the highlights as far as
my life?
No, not necessarily. Well, in the what you did within the community, the Hadassah study groups primarily, and the Young Judea group.
Oh, I forgot that.
And then I'm sure you supported many of the Y.
Oh, we've given money to everything.
But you've also
but
given
more than
money.
That.
You've given your personal support.
Oh, we
right?
have.
Your personal
yes,
time.
We have.
That's the...
Well, Henry has given to the Y and to the, I guess, the Y, the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. He's been an ambassador of the American Friend of the Hebrew University and the Jewish National Club.
Does he have, by any chance, do you have any written biography of Henry?
I wish we did.
You know.
We ask him to write it all the time.
Because this is something, he's an important man in the United
Has
States.
Has no time to
and
write.
And it would be wonderful.
Tell him.
A biographical sketch.
I
really
didn't tell him.
You know, you mean he brought her?
No, I think she brought herself and her brother. Her brother is in Washington, a lawyer. He's retired now,
You
I
mean
guess.
Henry's brother or Henry's brother?
Mm-hmm. Well, who came first?
His mother.
His mother came here first.
And then
Henry came. Mm-hmm. She must have been quite a courageous woman.
Oh, she was. I hated her. Like a mother-in-law, you know.
Well, did
Ray, you haven't changed a bit of race.
Did she come directly to Pittsburgh from Austria?
Yes, she had a brother
from
here.
Him?
Franzos.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, now, to whom were the Brookners related?
To my husband.
To?
A Brooklyn.
Yes.
She's a photographer.
Yes.
That's my sister-in-law. You can have her.
Well, you know, I got to know them because they were the photographers for Winchester.
Oh, yeah.
Through Judy, I'm sure.
No.
Or Naomi, or...
I don't know.
Well, did Naomi go to Winchester also?
Sure she did.
Did the girls go to Winchester just in the senior school or in the lower school?
Lower
from the beginning?
No. From the fifth grade.
They went to Whiteman School
yeah.
first. And then why did you send them there, Ray?
Well, it was quieter and it was safer. You didn't have, they came straight home from school. They always went by cab.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no boys. We were very strict with our girls. other local dinner, they accomplished those things.
Well, you've accomplished the fact that you have two fine
daughters. Nice girls.
Well, then I think you've accomplished a great deal.
Judy teaches, you know, she teaches a Spanish to Americans and, yeah, to the women, you know, and she teaches what else? Does she teach?
What does her husband do?
He's an art salesman.
Art salesman?
Yeah.
Was he an American?
No, a Spaniard. How did some English. She said at his aunt's home, she had that junior year in college. Mm-hmm. To ever do it.
From where? Did she go to Smith or did she go to Radcliffe?
She went to
Bryn
Mawr.
Oh, Bryn Mawr. And then she took her junior year abroad to Spain.
Yeah.
She was interested particularly
in Mexico. And then we sent her to Spain, foolishly. We lost her daughter. I think so.
Well, it's a good distance.
Very good.
Sure. It was that far that she couldn't come in for the dinner, for instance.
No, she couldn't come. And I couldn't.
Well, our children were sick.
Yeah.
Well, but it's
we were there in November.
Michael Turner.